Some good Browns music this morning and some Ready, Set, Go from Hugh Jackson.
I'm excited about the work that needs to be done. I've already rolled up my sleeves, and I'm ready to go.
Scott Petrek from the Chronicle Telegram joins us. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, how are you guys?
Great. So I got the tweet yesterday afternoon from Scott that the Browns were about to hire a new coach. Was this a little unexpected to come so soon, or how did you think it played out?
Well, I think a little bit, especially when we look back, and it took until January 23rd, the last time the Browns looked for a head coach, to hire Mike Pettine. And the fact that Hugh Jackson was supposed to interview with the Giants today, but the Browns were able to get something done. They identified their man and finished it off, and I think that's a good sign.
And talk about your impression. Did you know much about Hugh prior to this, having covered in the AFC North here? But what were your thoughts when you saw him on the dais yesterday?
Yeah, I think he came as advertised. A guy with a lot of personality. Looks like he can command a room, and that's what you hear about him. And that's the thing about having a coach who's been a head coach before versus a coordinator. You never know if a guy can stand in front of 53 men and lead them. And that's a reputation that Hugh Jackson has, and that's one of the things Jimmy Haslam was looking for. And, nothing that I saw yesterday made me think that he would not be, a quality guy, a quality coach. I think he can lead. I like the way he talked. I like his answers when asked about analytics in the new front office. So far, it's one day, but I think it's a strong hire.
Here's what he said a little bit about the people around him now.
I am going to have an opportunity to work with some of the smartest men in football. I've been in a lot of different buildings, but I have never had an opportunity in two settings to sit down with two of the brightest minds in football in doing what they do.
So he's ready to go with those folks. I guess yesterday was also a little bit of the first chance maybe to throw questions at Sashi, but they didn't allow too much of that, did they?
No, when you get a new coach in there, he tends to get all the questions, but we are going to have a sit down with Sashi next week. But that was the first time he's been in front of a big group. It's a whole room full of media, and he handled himself well, in the couple of questions he got. So I'm looking forward to next week, sitting down, talking to him and finding out his vision and how he's going to handle a 53-man roster without a scouting background. A lot of questions still left to be answered, for sure.
Right, and everybody tried to get the Johnny Manziel question out of Hugh, but he obviously avoided, as any good coach first-time interview would do, right?
Yeah, I just don't know if you want, the day you get hired to be all about the fact that they're going to move on from Johnny Manziel. But, I believe all the reports that when they were in the meetings, in the interviews, Hugh said, hey, I don't want to take on this guy's baggage. We should move on from this. Now, maybe today we understand that we'll oblige, but how about you watch some film, maybe even meet him before we do that? And the fact is, I think if the Browns are ready to move on from him, which I think they should be, you got to try to trade him. You can't just cut him. So there's no hurry here. They should sit around, let things die down, and then try to trade Johnny as the draft comes up.
Hey Scott, those interview sessions were included just a handful of people. They were supposed to be very closed door, kind of hush-hush. The Browns, of course, would let you know who was in there, but everything was supposed to be tight-lipped. How do you think word got out that Hugh wasn't really keen on Johnny?
I think his agent told guys from the national media. I think that comes out. I think his agent, and that happens. The agents tell guys tell reporters because they want their guy to be a candidate and they want people to know that he's interviewing. And I'm sure the reporters, one of the first questions is, what about Johnny? And that's how I think it got out there.
Talking with Scott Petrek of the Chronicle Telegram about the Browns' new hire, Hugh Jackson. He seems to have, with that 1 year in Oakland, I think is going to serve him well, don't you think, to be the Browns' head coach?
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt in my mind. And I think if you're Jimmy Haslam, you hired Rob Chudzinski, who had never been a head coach before. You hired Mike Pettine, who had never been a head coach before, and who was down your list of candidates. They were not the first choice. They probably weren't even the second, third, fourth choice. So you enter into the relationship with some doubts in the back of your mind, which makes it then easier to fire them in a hurry. And when stuff goes bad, you think, oh, you know, I was worried that that might happen. I don't think you enter into it. I don't think Jimmy Haslam enters into this situation the same way, because Hugh Jackson was his first or second choice, because he has done this job before. I think it just quiets the fears and the worries if you're Jimmy Haslam and lets you say, okay, I found my guy for the next X number of years, and you're in no hurry to get rid of him, even if things go bad, even if it's bumpy early. And I think that head coaching experience says a lot in the fact that he went 8-8, and he worked for a quote-unquote dysfunctional organization. So he knows what front office turmoil is like. He knows that things aren't always smooth. And then he's been on the other side with an organization like Cincinnati that's stable. So, you know, there's not a whole lot of things to point to and go, you know, stuff to worry about with Hugh Jackson. I think there's a lot of reasons to be excited. And, you know, he's only the third coach in Browns history who had NFL coaching experience. You know, and I did some research. It didn't take very long. But of the 8 teams left in the playoffs, 4 of the coaches had previous head coaching experience. 3 are first-timers. And then Bruce Arians is kind of the other one. And he filled in for Chuck Pagano when he had cancer the 1 year. So you can win both ways, but I think it's kind of soothing if you have a guy who's done it before.
Well, part of being a head coach is building your staff. And it seems that he's got a lot of people looking for work or being able to select from. How does that help us? It seems like he'll be able to choose the best people, not just those who are left, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's with any candidate. You get a lot of coaches looking for jobs. You know, it's a tough business, and there's a lot of guys out of work this time of the year. But, you know, when he said he had 142 text messages, I think was the number, you know, that's a good sign. And he's been around long enough. He's been in the league for 15 years, a lot of connections, popular guy. I expect him to be able to hire a quality staff. You know, the only, I don't know if it's a concern, but the only thing to watch for is, you know, I'm sure he'd want to take some of the assistants from Cincinnati, but Cincinnati's going to want to hang on to those guys too. You know, they're a playoff team. They don't want to blow things up. They've lost coordinators in the last couple of years in Jay Gruden and Mike Zimmer. So Marvin Lewis is probably going to try to hang on to a good chunk of his staff. So Hugh might have to go outside his small circle, but I think he'll be able to do that because he's bounced, you know, he's been with different teams. He's been around a long time. I don't think staff will be a big deal for him, finding a quality one. You know, obviously the key hire will be defensive coordinator because he's an offensive guy, so he needs somebody on that side of the ball to run things.
What question did you get in yesterday during the news conference?
You know, that's a good question. I think I know I got in about unfinished business from Oakland. From his 1 year in Oakland, did he feel he had unfinished business, and how excited was he to get a second opportunity? And I'm not sure if I had a second one. It was tough to get one in. I started a question about 5 times, but I know I got at least one in. I'm not sure if I got a second one.
Right. I was listening yesterday. I was saying, when is Scott going to get something? Because sometimes, you know, there's a lot of people with a lot of different questions, and he had a lot of good answers, too. I think there's a lot of good sound bites that came out of it yesterday. There's the picture on the front page of the Chronicle with both of them smiling. So it's good to see something related to the Browns that has people smiling. It starts us feeling good. What happens now? What is the next step? Do they go underground for a while, or is there still going to be some news coming out of Berea?
No, I mean, it's a kind of a parallel search is going on. You have search for the assistant coaches, you know, namely the coordinators. That started immediately. He said he had to get upstairs and start those phone calls. And then on the other track is the Browns have to hire a GM. I'm not sure they're gonna have the guy will have the title of GM. But Sashi Brown, like you mentioned, you know, like he's in charge of the 53-man roster, but he does not have a scouting background. So he needs to hire a head of scouting or a head of the personnel department, however you want to do it. His number one scout, his number one talent evaluator. So that's the next step. Because that guy is incredibly important. I don't care how much you know in analytics, how good the coaching staff is. If you don't have the talent on the field, it's impossible to win. So they got to find a guy that they trust to scout and to give quality opinions to Hugh Jackson and Sashi Brown. So that's the next hire, along with the coordinators.
And then sort of following the track of what Jimmy Haslam set out, right? Because we got the head coach, and now we're kind of building out from there for the rest of the organization.
Right, and he wanted the head coach to be the bigger name, to have, you know, to be the face of the franchise, and then the quote unquote GM to just be in the background. And that's how it sets up. You know, Hugh Jackson is the name. He has a big personality. He will have input in personnel, and he have input in the guy they hire to lead the personnel department. I don't think we're going to be familiar with the guy that they bring in is the GM. It could be an internal candidate. You know, I just saw Chisholm O'Para, a guy who's been in the building for a long time. I think Phil Savage brought him in back in, you know, Phil was there from 05 to 08. He could be an internal candidate that gets promoted to this job, or they can interview some guys outside the building. But I don't think it'll be a big name. You just have to hope that the guy is a quality football man.
Do we have to worry about any teams that are still in the playoffs? Is there people out there that we may have to wait for, or is that not an issue at this point anymore?
Well, I mean, it's nowhere near the issue as if it were a head coach. You know, I mean, Hugh Jackson, if he knows, let's say he wants the Patriots secondary coach to be his defensive coordinator, he'll know that, and I think he'll have a good idea that he'll be able to land the guy. So it's no big deal if you have to wait another 3 weeks to make it official. So I wouldn't worry about that too much.
All right. Well, the Browns have their new head coach, Hugh Jackson, who's now, as he said, rolled up his sleeve. He wanted you to stop talking to him last night so he can get to work. And so he's busy and getting work, as he stated, to get things on the right track for the Browns. And we'll have more of the reports from Scott in the weeks ahead. Thanks for sharing a bit of your time this morning. Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, guys.